Welcome to the 10 question pop quiz for Ksubas Daf Chaf. Number 1. Which Daf learned that one of the signs that a kal was a basua was when they passed before her a kos shel basura, which is a cup of truma wine. That's on Daf Tazayin. Good. Number 2. Which Daf do we learn that some Malchokas Ve'edim are believed when they say Modah Hayu Dvareinu, which is said when they try to save the seller who was coerced to sell. That's on Daf Yud Tes. Good. Number 3. Which Daf do we learn why the Torah says a Modah B'miksa swears. That's on Daf Yud Ches. Good. Number 4. Which Daf do we learn that a Hinuma is either a canopy of Hadassim or a veil where the Kala sometimes dozes. That's on Daf Yed Zayin. Good. Number 5. Which of the women that an eight can remember his eidus for longer than 60 years? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Number 6. Which of the women that the Gemara seeks to clarify who said Shtar Amanu Huzeh? That's on Daf Yod Tes. Good. Number 7. Which of the women a person who borrowed in front of Eidim does not need to repay the loan in front of Eidim? That's on Daf Yod Ches. Good. Number 8. Which of the one that an aide can use notes to help him recall his testimony? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Number 9. Which of the one that the Mevatel Talmud Torah for Levi Semes and Achnasas Kala and a sufficient number for Levi is 12,000 people with 6,000 blowing shofars? That's on Daf Yed Zayin. Good. And number 10. Which of the one that when there's no certified document, we may certify a shtar only from two ksubas, meaning the witnesses had signed two previous ksubas, or from the bill of sale of two fields. That's on Daf Chaf. Excellent. That concludes today's pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman. Zichu, wishing a great day and great learning.